Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis. It's Monday, August 5th, 2013.
Episode 9.10.
Your AFC East preview show.
That's right. We're talking Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins, New England Patriots, and the New York Football Jets.
Now, lass, in case you think we're mad, no, of course we will cover the full slate of NFL news, beginning with Aaron Rodgers and finding that his blind side's getting a little fuzzier.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the fallout coming out of Philadelphia and the mouth of Riley Cooper.
Yeah, don't want to be that. Yeah. Surgery for the Beast in San Francisco.
Yeah, Patrick Willis, broken hand. Vince Young is back, baby, and
you
looking
can
to
put the jersey back up now, please. BY is back in the league.
Yes, signed a one-year deal with the Green Bay Packers. We'll talk about that.
Football is back, and the preseason is in full swing. We will take a quick peek at game number one.
And I am very excited. We have our first ever good old girl.
Wait a minute.
That's right. You'll hear about it. Our good old girl.
And we'll update you on the rule changes as was explained to us by the officials of the NFL for this upcoming NFL season.
And
rule changes.
Big news about both games, Jeffrey, of the International Series.
Both?
Maybe. Possibly.
Stay tuned. Yeah. You definitely want to stay listening for this.
A lot's coming up.
Big news.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Presented by Draft Day. That's right. We officially have a new sponsor, Jeffrey. Well, they were sponsored for a month, and now they're a sponsor for the season.
Back in the fold.
Yes, they are.
Back in the Rants and Raves fold.
DraftDay.com, a premier site for your daily fantasy sports. And now that football season is upon us, their fantasy football games are going to be pretty cool.
All I've been doing is playing baseball for some reason on Draft Day's site. And I got embarrassed in one game today, Steven.
For some reason?
Well, yeah, that's the only thing going on. They also do golf, though, and tennis and stuff. And so you can get out there to DraftDay.com and get your account set up. But once the season gets going, they're going to have all sorts of specials for our listeners. They're going to have games where you play against Steven and I, some of which will even be free.
That's right.
That's a very cool thing.
Also, if you haven't already got an account when they were our sponsor previously, go out, get an account now. For every dollar that you put
deposit
in, you get a dollar from them. They will match you
dollar
for dollar 100%.
Dang.
When you sign up, use the code RANTS100. That's right. For NFL Rants and Raves, if you use RANTS100, will match you 100% and
up to $100.
They can't
like do it for just some ridiculous amount.
You know, they didn't specify.
I'm gonna just guess because
okay.
And then knowing sites much like this in the past that if when I used to play say poker
right.
And things,
yeah.
They dole the amounts out slowly.
You're probably right. Yeah, yeah. They're
not
gonna
like
give you
instantly
all
go cash it out.
But you do. You well, yeah. I think you gotta like play.
You gotta play
it. Right.
That's always the key.
But the one thing they also will give you is a ticket to an $11 contest. So basically,
cool.
You get 11 bucks to play immediately in one of their contests. All you do, use the RANTS 100, RANTS 100, and you'll get 100% match deposit.
I love the rapid-fire games. I generally do pretty well in those.
Yes.
That's where you just pick like five players to play against each other, and you pick from the two. Of these two, which one do you want? And
yeah.
If you get three of the five, you basically
double your money.
Yeah. Which is pretty dang cool, and I've done really well with
and
that.
And if you want to do 20 times your money, Jeff, you go five for five.
I'm not
I've done
guy.
It twice. I've done it twice.
I'm happy for you. I don't have those kind of cojones or money to waste. I'm looking just to make money, period.
If I could do it twice in MLB, think how many times I want to do it once the football season comes up.
We're going to bankrupt them.
All righty. DraftDay.com.
DraftDay.com.
So,
thanks, thanks to our new sponsor.
Yeah, Steven. So here's what we got going on. We've
yeah.
got – I get – you know, we take to heart so much of the comments that we receive from people.
Comments?
Yes. You know, people are like, you know, it took them 17 and a half minutes before they talked about football.
Yeah.
And that's largely a lie because we do talk about football and then we tangent within those talks
yes.
about football.
You know.
But I would say I don't know, and I haven't quantified it, but I would guess that more than 50% of the show is football.
Yes, I would say 60%.
I would agree with you, but I always make my estimates on the conservative side so as not to overstate things.
So why don't we just get to football right now?
This is what I'm saying, just to shut those people up.
Green Bay Packers, their
big
offensive line woes.
Jeez Louise.
Continue.
This is the team that had everything.
Yes.
Okay? All they needed to do is figure out how to run the damn ball a little bit, and they were going to be in the Super Bowl.
Well, they had problems with their offensive line last year. That's going to continue again this year. Brian Bulaga, their big offensive lineman, suffered a season-ending ACL tear. Is that
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, ACL.
Knee injury. It was confirmed late last night during the what they call the family practice, where families can come out and watch the teams kind of scrimmage against each other. Did you know he actually injured it on the first play of the scrimmage?
Yeah.
But he kept playing.
He not only kept playing, he didn't get any special treatment after the game.
Right, exactly.
He woke up this morning, and it felt a little off.
No, I heard it late last night as he was in the locker room. He said, you know, my knee feels funny.
I heard that was today.
No, that was hours after.
Okay,
it wasn't the next morning.
But again, he didn't receive treatment.
No.
He says, my knee feels funny.
Yeah.
That's all he
and
said.
And they're like, okay, let's take
And
a
next
look.
Thing you know, they take a look out for the season.
Yes.
He never limped. It was like, dude.
It sometimes
knees are funny things.
You tear that.
I'm ligament. Officially Steven.
Yeah.
Brian Bulaga, fragile. He's Italian. He's Italian.
Are we going to give him the label?
Look, he has played 16 games once.
But he's a young guy. I mean,
yeah,
it's not like he's been around forever.
This is his fourth season in the league, if I'm not mistaken. He missed 8 games last year. It's like, dude, he's missed a lot of time for a guy that they just bumped over from the right side to the left side. They promoted him in a much-needed move to knock down those guys coming up on Aaron Rodgers' blind side. They gave him that big promotion and said, we're going to count on you, big dog. And they moved over as well. What I really liked was the guard that went alongside him. So that tandem was going to stay intact. And it was looking really good for the team. And wham, this happens. And now we are scrambling again on the offensive line there in Green Bay. And that is very unfortunate for this club.
Now, I'm going to reel you in just a little bit.
Cleanse.
He was getting ready to begin his fourth season.
That's what I said.
I thought you said his sixth season.
No.
Okay.
So far, I haven't screwed up. Okay. I know I've screwed up somewhere, but so far, I stand 100%.
He played in 16 games his rookie season.
That's what I said. He's played in 16 games only one season.
And but then he's had a lot of injuries.
Okay, that's pretty much what I said. Thanks.
Okay.
How many did he play last year?
I heard the
I'm
six.
So excited that I'm right. You know how
he
I
He played
get
in nine
right.
games last
year. I said eight.
You said eight.
Okay. That was pretty darn good. I'm just pulling out my rear
end. He started nine games.
I don't know
hurt.
His second season. I don't. But I have the feeling he missed 12. 10.
No, he played 12 games.
Okay,
he played 12 games. He only missed four then.
So rookie year, plays them all. Next year, misses a few. Next year, misses more. Next year, misses the season.
Yes.
If that doesn't give you the Italian tag, I don't know what does, when the lifespan of a career
it's
NFL
Italian.
Player.
He's fragile.
He's fragile. It's fragile.
Brian Bulaga, big guy.
Great guy. And a hell of a player. But, dude, you
got to
stay healthy.
We were at the first draft we covered.
Yeah.
The first NFL draft we covered.
That's true.
Bulaga got taken. We got good pictures with him and stuff. And
Monster
of guy. But
jeez.
It's yikes.
Bad.
So what are you thinking if you're Aaron Rodgers, you lose Bulaga, and then in the same day you hear there's a new backup in town?
I don't think there's any correlation between those two. And you'd really have to be reaching. I'm sorry.
Well, I am
reaching
there a
little bit. I know you're
staying
on the Green Bay Packers. Why don't you pull down your Vince Young jersey and give him a big hug? Because VY is back in the game of football. It did not take long. What's so interesting, after the game, what was it, Sunday, that they had their family scrimmage,
yeah,
their green-on-white scrimmage, and they got a good look at their backup quarterbacks. And they just said, Houston, we have a problem.
Don't look at your screen. Look straight into my eyes. Name.
I know one of them. I know one of them.
Okay.
And
what is his name?
It's going to take me the majority of the show to come up with
All
it.
All right.
But it's E-H is his initials, I think. I'm pretty darn close.
G-H.
There you go. Greg Howell or Hewell.
Graham Harrell.
See, you could tell I was on the right track. The other one had no idea.
Yeah, the other guy, I don't even know his name. Bumblebee Bimford, I think.
Bumblebee Bimford, like Winford.
Bumblebee Tuna something.
What's the last name? Windsor.
But so they've signed Vince Young to a one-year deal.
How bad are your backups that you're like – now, I've heard the story today. I believe it was Pat Ryan that told the story on SiriusXM and said that Mike Thompson was so enamored with VY at the time – when he came out of the draft,
yeah,
that there was talk of Green Bay taking him as their first-round pick. This right. 1 year after taking Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And people are like, you can't do that. You just took Aaron Rodgers. What are you thinking? But he was so enamored with VY's talent.
Yes.
So apparently he's been on the map for a while up there in Green Bay with Ted Thompson.
Well, I think one of the things that the Packers looked at, obviously, one – we don't have the backup.
Our backups.
If Aaron Rodgers goes down, we're in trouble.
I remember Graham starting some games last year in the preseason. It was bad.
So let's take a look at what's out there. We've got a guy in Vince Young who has basically said publicly, I want a shot somewhere. And I'll be the backup.
Sure.
I will be a good backup. I will learn. I need to learn. He said, you know, dude, 6 years he's been in the NFL. For him to say, I need to learn.
Little humility there. Nice to see.
He's humble pie. And
yeah.
He's had a big, huge honking servant. Remember, he just filed for bankruptcy. The court, the judge said, we're going to take all but $60,000 of your possessions. We're taking it all away.
That doesn't leave you very much.
Right? So
that's bad.
And for him to say, look, I will come in. I will learn. I will work hard. I will try to make this team as the backup to Aaron Rodgers. And you know what, Jeffrey? He has got a great shot of becoming the backup to Aaron Rodgers.
The fact that they signed him to a one-year contract one day after he got off the plane, that tells you exactly, first of all, where Graham Harrell stands and whoever Chris Bumblebee Windsor stands, because that guy clearly doesn't get it, that we can bring Vince Young in off the streets, who's been staying in great shape. We can bring him in, plug him in, and he will be our backup to Aaron Rodgers. It's Chris.
Because I want to be fair to
Chris.
The guy.
Something.
It's B.J. Coleman is the third
string quarterback.
The
last name, yes. Coleman. Got it.
So the three quarterbacks that they had prior to them signing Vince Young, Aaron Rodgers, Graham Harrell, who was the backup, and B.J. Coleman. Nobody knew who B.J. Coleman was. He
nope.
was Bumblebee Tuna.
Yep.
And
not to his mom. Not to his mom.
No, yeah, no. Mom would be like, yeah, B.J., yeah. You're doing great.
I hear that Walmart's hiring.
We'll take you. You can come back home, sweetie. All right. So there you go. That's the Green Bay Packers in a nutshell. That's the news coming out of there.
If everyone could say a quick prayer that R.A. Dickey give up a home run, that would help me win $11. Just saying.
Once again, draftday.com, our new sponsor. Jeff, are you becoming an addict, dog?
Oh, heavens,
They funded our account so that you could play during the football season.
No, well, but what I'm doing,
you're engaging.
I'm on two tracks.
Your research.
I'm on two tracks.
Yes.
Keep my account where it is,
uh-huh.
balance-wise.
Yes.
But use all their site.
So
try
so
all the different
all the
games.
Different games. I get
so
it.
I'm in the rapid fire.
Yes.
I always have a rapid fire going so that I can fund losing all these other things while I learn how it all works. But there's
all
no
right,
football
Jeff.
Going on. We need college football doesn't start for another 3 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
I can't
end
believe
of August.
I know. Thank God for preseason
college football. Johnny football, Jeff.
Johnny football. Dude,
that's not good. Let's not go there. Look, there's something wrong with the NCAA, okay? When do you know that A&M did this fundraiser?
Yeah.
Texas A&M, this fundraiser.
$20,000
a seat to sit with Johnny Manziel at a table and have dinner with him.
I wasn't thinking of that one. I was thinking of an autographed helmet that
oh,
was
yeah.
auctioned for a scholarship
yes.
at $18,000.
Yes, yes.
That is where the school
that's another one.
The school earned $18,000 to give a scholarship to a kid using Johnny Manziel.
Yes.
And what does Johnny Manziel get from it? Bupkis.
But they made $200,000
sure,
when they
dinner.
Sold a $20,000 person dinner for 10 people to sit with Manziel at a table.
Speaking of people making lots of money for
yes.
things, just you need a personal heads up. This is not going to be a help to anyone else because of when the show's going to come out. The president's coming tomorrow. So just – he's on the Tonight Show. I saw that.
Okay.
I just – Every Angeleno hates when the president comes to town. Yeah, it's not a Republican-Democrat thing.
No.
It's about traffic.
Yes.
Okay? As I've always said,
traffic
the one
is bad
thing
enough.
That, the
we
one
don't
thing that all races
El Presidente
agree on.
Running around.
All the races agree on is we hate traffic.
Traffic is bad.
And traffic's bad enough here in L.A. The president comes to town.
I would want to get a glimpse of the president. I just kind of want to just
go
check out.
Go down, get a ticket for the Tonight Show tomorrow night. Do you realize this is the last night that they're going to actually – this is the last year that they're going to be here. They're moving the show to New York.
Yeah.
With so lame.
It is lame.
I mean, I
may have to go to Tonight Show.
I'll be really
happy.
Will
you watch my girls tomorrow?
Sure.
Okay, good.
My front door is going to be missing all day, so I have to stay home.
My front door is going to be missing.
I don't want people stealing my stuff.
All right,
so,
let's get to
speaking of –
I don't want to talk about this.
Speaking of the one thing that the races agree upon – we're going to real quickly talk about something that is news because it affects the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wide receiver Riley Cooper, a video came out of him saying.
Did you watch it?
Yes, I did.
I did not.
He went a little
bananas.
Hardcore. Yeah, he did.
He go a little. Well, I'm trying to think of the character in the Vacation movies. I want to say Uncle. The guy who gives Chevy Chase the white
the
shoes.
The half-open beer.
And the half-open beer. How about a cold one, Clark? He pops up. Don't choke on me. Not Uncle Fester.
Yeah, I don't know
what
you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. But so just he went all redneck.
I think that.
He went all Merle from Walking
Dead. Yeah, he
did.
From Walking Dead, he went all Merle. He did. I think this was a situation where he was out partying.
Yeah.
He was with his buds.
He had had an adult beverage or seven.
Or five. 12. Whatever. He had been drinking. And a situation arose where, you know, this escaped him.
I understood that there was a confrontation of some sort.
They were trying to make him go around. And, you know, he was pulling the Jeff, do you not know who I am? Kind of a thing.
Riley Cooper was playing the do you not know who I am?
One of those kind of situations.
Really?
They were in Philadelphia, Jeff.
Oh, I thought they were in
Florida. The concert was in Philly.
Okay.
But so still, there were a bunch of players.
You're Riley Cooper.
There were a bunch of players there.
You
at
could
the
say
concert.
Let's say you're with Mike Vick. Yeah. Do you know who he is? I'm good with that. You're the third string wide receiver. You're now the second because of injury.
Yeah.
But really, you're a third string wide receiver.
So there was a conversation.
There was some jawing.
There was some jawing back and forth, and he
used the
said
bomb.
That he would jump over this fence and blank every blank here, basically. And I won't even say the blanks.
Yeah. Okay.
He first of all, props to the Philadelphia Eagles for handling it before the league even had to get involved. Okay, they took the action. They fined him.
Eagles handled it.
And then they went one more. And then they went and they decided, you know what, we're going to excuse you from teammates. You need to get help for this situation.
It's a false rumor that he's at the same place as the San Diego mayor. That is a false rumor.
That is a false rumor.
Because the mayor is receiving counseling about sexual harassment.
I had not heard that, but okay.
You didn't know that?
No, I knew that, but I didn't.
Oh, he's in intensive 2-week counseling, like 16 hours a day.
Because he was like apparently
to teach him to be sensitive.
Was he smacking some booties?
Oh, he was. He's like 75,
yeah.
And he's doing all sorts of inappropriate things.
Yeah.
Anyways,
when you're 75, you know you used to do that.
Yeah,
back
used
when
to
you
be
were
able
25.
To get, but when you're
stuff.
The mayor, yeah, one of his defenses was I didn't take the class. It's like, dude, you don't have to take a class.
All right, back to Riley Cooper.
Back to Riley Cooper.
The Philadelphia Eagles excused him from all team activities. Said, you know, go handle business. They're helping him get.
Yeah,
you know, just to find out who he is, and I think
that's the bottom line. Find out who you are, because what drunken Stephen doesn't have the joy of being an obnoxious drunk in his history to draw on.
Yeah,
those valuable life experiences of being an obnoxious drunk. What usually happens when you're an obnoxious drunk is certain parts of your personality get magnified.
Right.
Okay. Now, did what we learn here is that. He likes to be the big man,
right?
And he thought this was the way to do that.
Right.
Or did it reveal that he's really a racist mofo and that that's what got expanded? We don't really know. you know,
not from the situation.
You can't read his mind. You can't know unless you've been friends with him for a long time. You don't know.
And he, you
so
know,
go figure out what the heck's going on.
I saw the video of him apologizing. He truly feels, looked to me anyway, it truly looked to me that he felt remorse, that he felt disgusted with what he said. And you know, he apologized. The problem is you've got a lot of African-American teammates.
Well, you have one of the largest African-American share of teammates in the NFL,
right,
on the Philadelphia Eagles.
You know, LeSean McCoy was quick to say, you know, this is something that I can't respect a guy like that.
What was so ironic, and I don't take issue with Shady's observation, but Mike Vick, when Mike Vick talks now,
yeah,
you listen, because talk about a man who's been humbled.
Right.
Mike Vick's just like, look, who am I to judge?
Right.
It's like, well, you're a black man for starters. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I tend to not go there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we can learn so much from Mike Vick. I'm not saying to ignore what Riley Cooper did.
Right.
But when you have somebody who's been humbled like Mike Vick, those guys tend to be some of the wisest people that you will stumble upon, because when you've been down and out and kicked to the curb,
right,
and spat upon, it brings you a different perspective on life and how we evaluate other people's behavior.
I think one thing that players and just people in general need to know is, there's always a camera, okay?
Yeah.
You might think that there's nobody watching you.
Yeah.
There's always a camera. If you are a person, especially a person of celebrity, or
well,
a person
as he
of
was pointing out, don't you know who he is?
Yeah, exactly. well, there's a camera.
If he was somebody supposedly significant, and I disagree that Riley Cooper, he could have been that after this year.
Right.
He was certainly in a position to be a notable player on a new and exciting young football team.
Yeah.
But he's lost his chance to celebrity. So, Steven, you've been with me more than any human I know when I've had more than my share to drink. What part of me gets magnified?
You're loud.
Well, okay, that's a gift. Most drunk people are loud, okay? I mean, there's a great comedy bit about that.
Yeah.
About some reason everybody else becomes deaf when you're drunk.
Yeah.
And so you have to turn up the volume. But what part of my personality? Volume is not a personality trait.
I don't know. I haven't been around you when you're drunk that much.
I haven't been drunk that much.
But when you are drunk, you're more gregarious than you normally are.
There you go.
So, yeah.
A little more playful.
Yeah.
Obnoxious, but not in a mean way.
Not in a mean way, but you can get – you can go playful.
Take
where maybe
too far.
Yeah. You may want to reel
cross
it
a
in.
Line. I might cross a
or
line.
Two.
Or three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, it's good to know. And you know what, friends? I think you need to have a friend who tells you that
stuff. I'm not sure what kind of a drunk I would be.
Riley needs to know. Well,
would I be a quiet drunk? I think I might be a quiet drunk.
Because you're loud all the time?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm always loud. So.
It's hard to say. I don't know if everyone always assumes both of us are all the time.
Yes.
Even on this show, which is just nonsense.
Yeah.
Because, trust me, this show's too hard to do if you're drunk.
I wish the guy luck. Like, I think that he needs to know who he is, you know?
What was going on there?
And if that's something that, you know, I just think we're in a time where, look, and just being a man of color, I know that we've got a long way to go. We've come a long way.
We've come miles. Now we have the hardest work to do.
But we still got a ways to go.
But Steven, that's the hardest work of all.
Yeah.
I mean, the finish, I don't know that there is a finish, because I watch, excuse me, as I see European sports frequently degenerate into racial nonsense. I wonder if we can ever get there. I really do. And I would love to think that we can, but my hopes for humanity are not that high. I think that we all contain a dark side of us where crap's going to happen. And perhaps for some, their dark side is there. I don't know. We're not going to philosophize too much. Let's move on here. The Beast, speaking of one of my favorite black men.
Finally, the San Francisco 49ers get a little dose
bad
of
luck.
The injury bug.
Finally? What happened with what was Michael Crabtree?
Okay, well, that's different.
Finally, that was huge.
I'm on their let me rephrase. Okay. On their defensive side of the ball.
Okay.
Their defense has been extremely healthy.
It's been
for
boss.
Extremely long time.
Yes, it has. But I would point to the Twins. Who was that? Smith. Was it Alden that was hurt?
But he was just in time for the
but
playoff run.
In the playoff run, his status was frequently.
Oh, did yeah.
So I'm just. They're better when they have the Smith brothers together,
yes.
And they are best when the beast,
can
Patrick
roam
Willis, can
freely.
Roam freely and eat quarterbacks. And Patrick Willis, who is the great playmaker, possibly one of the best linebackers in the game, he's certainly one of the best linebackers. I just don't know where to put him in number one, two, or three, frankly. And he has a broken hand. And so he went in and has had surgery today. If a game was to be played today, you could guarantee he would be on the field. This will, in fact, keep him out of all preseason games, as it should if there's any significant injury to anyone, because preseason football is just preseason football.
Yeah,
if
but
you're a veteran, you don't need that to get ready. You can get ready on your own.
They're saying that he is expected back for the regular season, though. So on
it's
September.
Patrick Willis. Is he going to miss time?
And game one's against the Packers. Yeah.
Is he going to miss? Patrick no. Willis don't miss football games. How many guys do we know that have played with broken hands that some of these big, you tape it up, club?
Mashugging claws.
They're a little, aren't they a little more intimidating with those things on?
Well, Sean Lee for the
yes.
Cowboys played last year with a
looked like
big,
Thumper. Scary.
Smack you with this thing.
Okay, heat with my club. Bam.
Oh,
ow.
My gosh.
Ow.
Dude's carrying a weapon. You want me to run up against him? Please. So there you go. We wish him well. And
get well soon, Patrick.
There you go. Jeffrey, how about Hall of Fame game started yesterday, Sunday? It was a beautiful thing. Football is back. It is back. Touchdowns are back. Defensive touchdowns are back. Fumbles are back. Interceptions are back. Sacks and pows and
Miami Dolphins first play from the line of scrimmage. Quarterback back. Moore, I think it was, handed it off.
I got Emma yelling. Oh,
Jordan, of course, wanted to somehow think that the Cowboys created that. I was like, you know, when the running back never has the ball in his hands, you didn't have much to do with it, okay? My son is
but
the
what I will give Jordan
homer.
Is last year we don't come up with that fumble though.
No, you do not come up
the
with
Dallas
the fumble happens.
Yes.
And you don't get
we
it.
We just don't get the ball. They right. they're hustling to the ball now. That's something that's
flying
different.
To the football is just classic Monty Kiffin football.
Yeah, yeah.
And that seems to be what the Dallas Cowboys we can't learn much because no. Dallas started 2.5 starters out of the
2.5.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if they used Dan Bailey the whole game. It's so ridiculous.
I think he did had a lot of kicking.
It's just – it was like, come on. But I understand that they were being careful. I predicted that Romo would play. But when you saw the
you
nature –
You were wrong.
Oh, I was wrong. But
you
I want to – thank you so much. But I do want to defend myself in yes. my wrongness and say Jason Garrett didn't start anybody. Okay, the only guys that started, honestly –
the two tackles.
Why did he start the two tackles?
Well, because
he had nobody else who could play the position. I told Jordan that I wanted to see him take offensive linemen or defensive linemen and have him just move over to tackle. Because, like, if you're not going to start anybody, then yeah. don't start anybody.
Yeah.
Because that means you really can't afford injury
yeah.
at this position.
I'm just going to say as far as that opening drive with Kyle Orton and the whole bunch of backups with the exception yeah. of the two starting tackles, they looked good against a first-string defense of the Miami Dolphins.
A very good Miami Dolphins defense.
So
There's not a lot to take away from this, but this I wanted to say. I tried to talk to Steven this morning about this. He wouldn't have it at all. Save it for the show. 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 Fine, I'm saving it for the show.
Okay.
I'm saving it for the show, and it's coming out, babe.
Get it out.
I'm getting it out right now. Duh, it's out, and here it is. Dallas did everything they wanted to do in that game.
I would agree.
They got a two-minute drill. They got some turnovers. They got to run all the scenarios you hope to do
yes.
in a preseason game.
Yes.
So the game, forget the score. Scores are irrelevant in preseason games.
Yes.
The Cowboys got an A for the game. Play calling was good. There was the mistakes were so minimal that were made by the team that it was a total team effort, including the new play calling, which everyone's had to have a go about raking Jason Garrett over the coals as if he lost – the play calling duties. He didn't lose them. Yeah, he handed them over that he could take control over the whole franchise. They're going in the right direction. Miami, on the other hand, very few things went well for.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
We're not writing anybody off. Preseason, you can't. And I always, this again, to Jordan, the most successful team in the history of preseason football is the Raiders. Okay? You don't want to be good in the preseason. No, it doesn't portend well for the future.
No, you don't.
However, you got your work done. You did the things you needed to do, including a two-minute drill and things. Miami, on the other hand, got virtually nothing done.
Yeah, yeah,
and it was frustrating.
When the second-string defensive guy smacks Ryan Tannehill and the coach, like,
oh, gosh.
Ryan, yeah, come on, you're done. You're done for the night. Come on.
And they were hitting guys in the head.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, my first string. And I saw Tannehill take a lot of shots last year.
Yeah.
And for him to take it this early in the preseason and start taking those shots again, you're like, come on.
It reminded me of Phillip Rivers last year. Yeah. It's like, whoa, this is bad. Jay Cutler, whoa.
It's I was just happy to see football was back.
Dude, I've never enjoyed.
Watching the game. I'm going to watch more games with Emma. Emma, first of all, says, we're not even 5 minutes into the game. She's like, are you going to take me to a real game at like a stadium?
No.
Real? And I'm like, well.
Means high school, absolutely.
If you want to go to one. I want to go to one. I want to go and I want to cheer for the Cowboys.
High school.
I'm games. Like, all right. So we'll set it up. We'll figure it out.
The Pasadena team are the Cowboys, aren't they?
No, I don't think so. And then she goes. So we get to our first commercial break, and she's like, "Daddy, come on, fast forward the commercial." I'm like, we're live,
honey. We're live.
We're live, honey. There is no.
No, the Pop Warner team in Pasadena, I thought was the Cowboys.
No, they're the Panthers. They're the Pasadena Panthers.
Never mind. Yes. Oh, it alliterates. I get it. So, football's back. We've got the full slate preseason games kick off Thursday night, and it's gonna be a humdinger. Watch them all. NFL Network. Uh-oh.
Yeah, NFL Network. What are you saying?
NFL Network showing all 56 preseason games. You got to hunt and pick to find your game times. They're showing about 7 or 8 games live.
Or for $20, $19.99, you can get the preseason package.
Which you may find that your life's too busy and you won't end up using it. So do what I do. Record them all, and then you just blow through them all on the DVR really fast.
There you go.
We've got something really fast that we've got to get. But it is never been a strong arm.
Because you never saw a better trouble with the boss. She was born. Yes, just a good old girl.
Just a good old girl.
Wow, that was the fastest.
You know, all the women out there are going, wow, you just did it fast because it was a woman. We're just hating on females.
Well, here you go. Megan Welter.
Welt. Isn't a welt something that you get on your skin if someone hits you hard?
Well, she was trying to hit somebody hard. Megan Welter, she is, and why it's here in football news, she's an Arizona Cardinal cheerleader. Okay. Hello, cheerleader.
And we're going to have women officials starting next year. We're probably going to have the first woman official.
That's true.
So, again, women in the sport, we've just got to get used to it, and we're making that transition easier.
Yes. Well, Megan Welter, who, by the way, Jeffrey, is a war vet. She went and she served a tour in Iraq.
This concerns me more.
Iraq war veteran turned cheerleader.
That means she knows how to hit.
She was arrested for aggravated assault, destroying property, and disorderly conduct as she allegedly attacked her boyfriend, who, by the way, captured this whole incident on his cell phone.
I'm filming you beating me up? That's worse than Lionel Richie. Dude, I'm going to film you beating me up? Dude, memo, get the car keys and leave.
She apparently is angrily in the video, angrily questioning her boyfriend about text messages between him and a female friend of his. So she's the jealous type. You would think that someone who's this pretty and could take care of herself this well.
Women
wouldn't
are
be
jealous.
This jealous. Really?
Women are jealous.
Even when you're this smoking hot?
You don't understand what you have.
I mean,
in
now
your
her
life.
Mugshot, she does not look smoking hot at all.
Nobody looks good in their mugshot.
Nobody?
It's worse than the DMV photo, Steven.
Paris Hilton looked pretty good in her mugshot.
Look, you got DMV photo. You got yearbook picture.
Yeah.
Always bad. The little one's a black and white, not your senior year.
Okay.
Okay. We got yearbook photo, DMV photo, mugshot.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the order.
The order?
Yes. Okay.
All right.
She looks awful. So I've thought
about it. They've got her mugshot next to her cheerleading picture.
Yeah.
That's not even fair. I don't even know why they did that.
I'm considering getting into sexting because it seems to be really popular. certainly with our politicians these days, and I don't want to be left out.
What's up with Wiener? He's back at it again.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, when your name's Wiener, they gave you an extra chance, okay? They've already given you two chances.
Come on. Seriously.
So what I need to know. And
Senator Reiner, governor, what is it? One of those?
He was running. He's running for governor. He still is. He has not withdrawn, although he has fallen for some reason to fourth place in the polls.
He probably should withdraw now.
He's fallen behind the garbage man.
Keep it in your pants.
So my question is, Stephen, I don't want to be crass.
Yes.
But I do really want to get into this texting, more erotic material to my wife. Only to my wife.
Do it to your wife. There
right.
You go.
So, yes. I don't.
You just have to be careful when Kara or Jordan picks up your phone and, oh, my God, is he really sending that?
That's what Snapchat's
for. Oh, so you use Snapchat.
Which, again, for people like Anthony Weiner, hello. That was, in fact.
It's there for 10 seconds and then it's gone.
That's what Snapchat's for.
And then it's gone.
It's never seen again. Okay, so I need to know objectively what is the sexiest part of me because I know it ain't my junk.
Yeah.
So I don't know. My elbow, my chin. My dreamy eyes. What I got?
I don't want to have this conversation.
You're uncomfortable with this conversation.
Yes, I am.
Well, you may see body parts showing up on your phone then. If you're not willing to have this conversation,
I
may have to just experiment with you. And I don't know, my eye teeth. Which
delete.
What's the?
If you start getting no response from me, it's just I'm just not answering.
Take one right now.
Oh God.
Take one right now.
Anyways, folks,
there you go.
Our first woman,
just
good old girl.
Nose. Take the picture.
Good old girl. That's just awesome.
There we go. And text it to Steven.
Real quickly, Jeffrey, let's talk about some of the rule changes briefly. We had the luxury of being at Dallas Cowboy training camp when the head of officials was there, leading his squad of officials that were there to kind of officiate the Cowboys blue-white scrimmage. And before the scrimmage, he kind of took us through a video that shows some of the new rule changes.
12-minute video. It was very, very detailed, and it was the exact same video that the players get to watch. Which
the first
was
one
cool.
was this running backs inside the tackle box can no longer lower their head and try to run over the defender.
They cannot lead with their helmet, and I think that is one of the – the defenders have been asking for this for a long time.
Right.
It's like, why is there this double standard?
Yeah, why?
That if I lead with the crown of my helmet, I get penalized 15 yards. And when the running back does it, that's just called proper running.
Right.
Ah, two-way street. Hey, your phone just lit up.
Okay.
What is it?
I'm not looking at
Oh, what is it?
Oh, come on.
What was it?
It was your nose. I don't want to see your big old honking nose on my phone.
It's not that big.
It's kind of big. In this picture, it looks a little big.
Then just leave it at that. It's so big.
This is. you should never send me a picture like that ever again.
And what does it say? What does it say?
I didn't read.
It's important. Jeez.
All right. Jeez, really?
This is
the worst radio.
Not really.
Sexy.
It's not a question mark. It's an exclamation
mark. No, I'm making it a question mark. That's what it should have been. Sexy.
With a question mark. All right.
Yeah.
Fine. So, back to the rule changes.
Not sexy at all. So I just thought that was an issue. I think for me.
Huge.
That's a big one where, you know, you can't lower your helmet, come after a guy. And they're also going to start calling penalties on the running backs if they go to stiff arm a guy and they pull the face mask.
Thank you.
Because they used to get away with all kinds of nonsense.
A stiff arm means that I lock my elbow and I pop you.
Yes.
To get separation.
Well, you can't
to get
do the,
separation.
You can't do the pop anymore. You can't. You can go straight at it, but you can't like to, slap. Like
to get separation. Yeah,
right. You can't like slap the
I
helmet.
I can extend
and,
my arm, lock my elbow, run into you, and achieve separation.
Yes,
that is a stiff arm. Grabbing your helmet or face mask, and dragging you around like a silly dog. That's called face mask.
That's
a 15-yard penalty. Yes. This is not rocket science, people.
Detroit Lion fans, you'll be happy to know that even if your coach, Jim Schwartz, is a moron and throws a flag after a fumble or
making a touchdown, not a
touchdown
inside
of 2-minute warning and stuff like that, well, the play will still get reviewed. That team will get penalized, and they will lose a timeout.
Idiot coaches are let off the hook to a certain degree now.
But basically,
scoring on the play will remain and be in the discretion of the officials, and you can't mess yourself out of a touchdown.
So if you're inside of the 2-minute warning and there's a play that you want to challenge.
I'm going to challenge that.
Well, you can't throw the flag. If you do throw the flag, the play will still get reviewed. Your team will just get penalized.
Delay of game penalty.
So it's
much more logical.
It does make sense.
Yes.
But you know what? It also makes sense that the coach should know the rule and not throw the freaking flag.
Yeah, you already had a rant on that last season.
Okay, I did.
Just to be clear.
Just don't throw the flag.
All right.
All right, so there you go. It's time, Jeffrey, to take a look at the AFC East.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry. Oh, wow. Oh. So much pressure.
Hit bell.
Try me again. It's time to talk about
AFC East. First up, the Buffalo Bills.
I'm losing 115 to 233. That's really bad.
Get your mind back over here.
I can.
Get your facts straight.
Get your facts. Okay.
Get your facts straight.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Back on board.
The Buffalo Bills.
You know, when there's money involved, it can be easily distracted. Those Buffalo Bills, brand new head coach, Stephen Pop Quiz. No
looking. Welcome to the hot seat.
What are you trying to ask?
I'm pop quizzing you on the head coach of the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, that's right. There is no more. There's no more Gailey. Gailey is gone.
Chance gone.
And it's Marone.
Doug Marone. Marone. Nice.
Yes.
Thank
you.
Excellent, Mr. Marone.
You quizzed me. Give me more. Give me more stuff.
Give me more.
Marty Williams. He was. They thought he was hurt, but he's back. He's been practicing. He's all right. The quarterback. Well.
All right. So there you go. Who's leading the quarterback battle at this moment?
There is no leader.
That is not – okay, that's kind of true, but there is a favorite at this point.
There is
okay?
There
is a favorite.
Okay, how about I start with who I know the quarterbacks are. There's rookie E.J. Manuel that they brought in.
Yep.
And they got corn on the cob.
Yep.
And I would say that they're leaning towards E.J. right now.
They absolutely are.
Yeah, they're leaning towards the rookie to be the starter, which if you're Kevin Cobb, you got to be like, come on, I can't catch a freaking break here.
He actually can't because he had a family member pass away, and so he had to miss the first scrimmage today to attend to that family's funeral, So it's like, dude, things aren't going good for you at all.
No, he's
and now he's you're in the situation where you're going to be passed by a rook.
Look, I always felt that if the Buffalo Bills pulled the trigger on E.J. Manuel the way they did and they took him that high in the first round, that they're going to throw – you know what? You are going to learn by trial by fire, son. We're going to throw you out there. We're going to throw you to the wolves. Go out there against the Patriots twice a year and the Jets twice a year, and you know Rex Ryan's going to try and – throw all those crazy blitzes at you. Get out there and learn so that you can help us in the future. And I think that's the way they're going to go.
Can we say this is, though, this is a team that just isn't very good? Look, they went all in with the Ryan Fitzpatrick experience.
Yes.
And it didn't pay out.
It didn't
it's
work.
Much like my fantasy
Where
game
is
going
Vance
on right
Patrick
now.
Right now, by the
I
way.
Believe he is a backup in Tennessee, possibly. That's just it's a loose association that I have. So – look, the 16th overall pick went to the Florida State quarterback, E.J. Manuel, and it was assumed right from the get-go.
I just wanted to let you know that the Tennessee Titan Loose Association is good. That's where he's at right now.
Cha-ching.
Fitzpatrick. Woo-hoo.
So E.J. Manuel was drafted 16th, and Kevin Cobb, though, was brought there to be the quarterback of the future after the Ryan Fitzpatrick experience failed. Kevin Cobb, of course, made his great name in those, what, 2-3 games for the Philadelphia Eagles 5 years ago? It's like, how do you parlay this, Matt Castle? How do you parlay these moments of great? Matt Castle at least played a full season. Matt Flynn played one
that's
game.
True. That's
one
true.
Game.
That's true.
Yeah, he set records. Yeah.
Matt Castle went 11-5, almost got the Patriots into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Flynn played one game. Cobb played a couple. God. And
these guys are – they suck. Cobb goes to Arizona. That just like Ryan Fitzpatrick, Arizona went all in.
And you can't even say that Cobb was ever really the starter for Arizona. He was never even really the guy. He was maybe the guy for like the first day.
He was always on the hot seat.
Yeah. I mean,
there's always somebody looking over his shoulder, be it Matt Leiner or whoever it was that he shared all the snaps with last year. It was disgusting.
Yes.
And Kevin Cobb.
Skelton, by the way.
John Skelton. Scary Skelton.
Yes.
So do you remember the game in Philadelphia that he came in for Mike Vick?
Yes.
I think you took the other team's locker room. They're playing the Redskins?
That is correct.
Okay, so you took the Redskins locker room, and I took the Eagles locker room. And when he came in, I didn't recognize him because guys with helmets frequently look different when their helmets come off. Dark hair, you know, it's like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he was the quarterback most of the game? And Kevin Cobb did a good press conference, but not a very good quarterback. And it's not working out, dude. I mean, when you get drafted where you do as Kevin Cobb, you're a backup, okay? Yeah. Buffalo brought you in, and they quickly made it clear with their 16th round pick.
First round pick, 16th pick.
I'm sorry,
overall.
16th pick.
Yes, 16th overall.
Round, 16th pick in the first round. That they're not real comfortable having Kevin Cobb as the quarterback. They may be happy having him as the backup. And too bad for Kevin Cobb, but the fact is EJ Manuel seems like he could be a gamer. He is not going to be great this season, okay? He is not going to be a flash in the pan. A la RG3, Andrew Luck, a lot of these young guys that have splashed on Russell Wilson.
Oh, I wouldn't be so quick.
I'm going to be so quick.
I'm not going to be
because
so quick.
That's what we're here to do is to evaluate. We're not. This is not the prediction show.
No, it
is.
But
isn't. It is our preview show.
I just think that I like this kid. You remember at the draft, I was the one who called it. I said, if they're going quarterback, this is who they're taking.
And by the way, you shocked
everyone around us.
And
like,
there's a lot of smart people around us.
Everybody was like, what does that little dude know? I was like, yeah, thank you for saying little.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. So, I mean, Kevin Cobb slips on the little rubber mat between the practice field and the facility.
Yes.
And hurts himself.
Yes.
And then he has a death in the family and he's out. Kevin can't catch a break.
He
couldn't catch a cold right now.
No. Well, he probably could. That's how bad it is right now. He can't catch a cold.
So EJ Manuel seems like he's going to be the starter.
They
got new wide receivers.
Who? Please enlighten me.
They got what's his name? Woods. I'm blanking on the first name right now, dude.
Marquise Goodwin?
No.
Rookie?
No.
You're not talking about
The Goodwin's there. Rogers is there. They got new
Robert
guys.
Robert Woods from SC, but he's they've got a lot of young guys. Let's just put it that way. There's a lot of rookies, and outside of Stevie Johnson, who is their guy.
He is the guy. He's practically the freaking franchise right now.
Stevie Johnson is the guy. You got C.J. Spiller at the running back position.
Who's a little Italian. He had a great season last year. What, 1,200 yards, 1,400 yards? Great season, but still questionable health.
He'll probably be splitting carries with Fred Jackson again. But then there's just no one. Who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters. Scott Chandler is injured with a knee. He's probable for the regular season start. But Scott Chandler is always one of my secret tight end weapons. A lot of touchdowns. He had 6 last year.
Yeah, but he had like 5 of them in the first 8 games. And
Scott
then he disappeared.
Chandler, well, because they found out.
They said, hey, you don't got to cover anybody else. Just cover the tight end.
They found out that C.J. Spiller was really terrific running the football.
Yeah.
And so, look, there wasn't, Stevie John, who had touchdowns for them last year? Steven?
I have a quick question.
Did they score any touchdowns last year?
I have a question for you. Are these helmets in the order that the teams finished last season?
No, we just talked about the AFC East.
I'm just talking about all these helmets.
All 31? And the Denver thing's on me. It's on me.
Okay.
I listened to some of the last show when I was out running.
Yes.
And, by the way, I found this entertaining. I'll just say that. I don't usually listen to
I'm glad you found this entertaining.
You know what I found most entertaining?
What?
Was this show's horrible. When I say stuff like that, it makes me laugh when I put down the show. Yeah. So, anyways,
I mean, it looks pretty close.
It's pretty damn close. I would say Baltimore's got a dogfight in their hands. But no, wow, no, Steven, that's frightening.
No, we're just looking at the East right now.
I just did the whole NFL.
Okay, is it, this is how it's going to end again?
Not exactly, but for the
I'm telling you, this is not
for
how
the AFC
end
East.
But in the East,
the Dolphins will be better than the Jets.
I believe that the Bills should hunker down.
Hunker down.
Right where they're at. And
last
I've got
place.
Them last place in this division.
Six
now,
wins.
This is the prediction show.
I know it's not the prediction show, but I actually counted up their wins.
But they should get comfortable.
I got them at six, which is where they were last year.
Get comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy the back of the bus.
There's
it's a rebuilding year again. And look, this truly is a rebuilding year.
Wasn't that what it was last year?
But again, they expected Ryan Fitzpatrick to have a clue. They expected him to not throw interceptions. They love that big arm there in the big wind of upstate New York when it gets bitterly cold. They loved Ryan Fitzpatrick for his potential. Harvard was just such a great kid, and boy, so smart. And Steven, he just did not have what it took at all.
But look at
– so now we've got E.J. Manuel who can run around, make plays, extend plays, keep a defense honest, and I think this team – could be okay.
They were 19th, ranked 19th overall.
Oh, don't start on that.
In offense.
And 22nd on defense. And you know, here's the people like to point this out that, you know what, they're pretty good against the pass. No, they weren't. Nobody passed against them because they were so bad against the run.
Yes.
Okay? All you had to do against Buffalo was run the damn ball. It eats up the clock. They never have a chance to be on the field. They can't win. Buffalo has done a lot to improve their defense.
They gave up about 360 yards a game. That's not good.
Yeah, but how much that was on the ground? Like half of it was on the ground.
Yeah.
They were terrible. Terrible, as Jordan likes to say.
What I'm trying to do in these shows is I'm trying to look at the team from last season. Did they improve on offense? Did they improve on defense?
Okay.
I think they got a little bit better defensively, but they sure as heck have not improved offensively. So that's why I say stay put. That's where they are.
Okay, lest anybody forget, they ended the season with a 28-9 victory over the Jets. Ryan Fitzpatrick threw for 225 yards.
They mailed it in out. They were all in their U-Hauls, as a matter of fact. They were playing from the freaking parking lot the Jets were in that game.
This is a team that beat the Arizona Cardinals in overtime. The Kansas City Chiefs that were horrible last year. They were frequently my worst team. The Cleveland Browns that were horrible last year. The Jacksonville Jaguars who were horrible last year. Okay, yeah. This is their wins.
There weren't a lot of good wins.
And they need to go to overtime in one of those wins. Okay, they were frequently – look, how about when Seattle hung a 50-burger on them?
That was ugly.
That was probably the low point of the season.
All right, I'm going to move on. I'm going to say.
The Woods kid I was thinking
you know
of
what?
Was Robert Woods.
Let's say something positive about the Buffalo Bills before we move on.
Okay.
To give the Buffalo Bill fans some hope.
I think they have
life.
A future.
Okay.
Robert Woods and E.J. Manuel, I think, are going to make a decent combination for years to come, potentially, on this team. And we don't know anything about Doug Marone.
I'm going to write that down. Do you have a scratchy paper? I want to write down the –
lots
the,
of holes the, on it, but sure.
The tidbits. Buffalo tidbits. Bills. Jeff
want,
says –
you just want to put
they
the show notes
have a future. Okay. There
they
you
have
go.
A future.
Moving on. The Miami Dolphins.
I'm such a baby called the Dolphins.
Yes, I know there's a real Dolphins fight song, but until they stop making people cry, they're going to keep getting hooted.
I don't want to be with you. Dude sings country music now.
Well.
Yeah, he does. I'm going to lie.
Got a Grammy Award for best new artist.
I am not a country guy.
I am when I'm in
the
South.
But I can listen to Darius Rucker.
When I'm in the South, country music just seems to fit. If I'm in Alabama or something like that, I don't know why. There's like a whole redneck thing that just works.
Do you know that Trisha actually turned me on to Hootie?
Yes,
I was not a Hootie guy.
And I didn't bring her to him.
Until
he was one of the rare acts she found on her own.
Found her own.
No offense, kid.
I was not
no
a
offense,
Hootie
kid,
guy,
but you know you got most of your music from me and the rest from your husband.
She was
you did that all by yourself.
She got me hooked on Hootie and I was a Hootie guy. So there you go.
So we are now talking, of course, about those Miami Dolphins.
Those tricky.
Tricky fish.
First of all, I'm just going to get out in the open. I'm just going to talk about the elephant in the room. What the hell were the Miami Dolphins wearing on Sunday night in the Hall of Fame game? Okay, besides the fact that the logo is hideous.
To you.
To me and a lot of other people. Trust me, I was the only one bashing the logo on Twitter Sunday night. The unis.
Yeah.
Pick a color, man. Nick, pick a color.
Nick was over tonight watching the game. He missed the original broadcast, but Jordan, of course, had
taped it.
Somehow recorded it so he could watch it a few times. A few dozen times.
All right.
And so Nick, first thing out of his mouth, what's up with the color of their uniforms?
The first thing, and you know what? Emma kept repeating it.
I believe it's periwinkle.
Probably for the first 20 minutes of the game.
What's wrong with their uniforms?
Emma kept repeating it.
Five-year-old?
No. I had typed in Twitter, what the hell are the Miami Dolphins wearing tonight? For the whole first 20 minutes of the game.
What the hell are they wearing?
What the hell?
You know, when a near six-year-old gets stuck on something like that, it's hysterical. Don't hate the parent.
Trisha's looking at me like, really? And I'm like,
it's really funny.
Come on.
It's really funny. I'm sorry, Trisha. It's funny.
Judy Batista, writer for the Washington Post.
Formerly of the New York Times. And the Washington Post was just bought by the owner of Google?
Really? I don't know, but she's basically covers the Redskins. She's the Redskins beat now.
She's got a bigger job than that.
Does she?
Yeah, she's doing stuff with SI, I think, with Peter King.
That's not Judy.
Judy Batista, formerly of the New York Times.
Really?
She's got a lot of jobs.
Okay.
She's working a lot.
Maybe she is with the New York Times now.
No,
maybe
she's always been with the New York Times.
Yeah.
She's the East Coast BMOC female. She's the one that would like, she's not a very pleasant person from my estimation.
You're thinking Ventra.
No.
Ventra is the woman who's doing the SI.com writing.
I know Judy Batista.
Okay, Judy Batista.
She's not the most warm and fuzzy person.
Well, she was warm and fuzzy to me. I met her in New York while we were there covering the Jets and the Giants.
We've met her several times, and that's the point.
And she has, you know, she
great writer.
We have, yeah, she does
great writer.
But she and I, we tweet back and forth a lot, and so she when I said,
can you tweet? Will you please be nice to my partner?
Okay. So
I'm just saying.
I tweeted out, what the hell are they wearing? She's like, I know they're ugly. And I'm like, I didn't even like the logo to begin with. Now
see,
these unis are making.
Again,
and she's like, don't even get me started on
the
logo.
Maybe Judy and I aren't meant to be because I really think the new logo is cool.
Really?
On the helmet, Steven. On the helmet, I think it's got a fluidity about it that feels fast. And I think that's kind of what you're going for is, you know, we're dolphins. We're not whales. We're fast. They've streamlined
The other dolphin showed athleticism. It was jumping through a freaking hoop.
This has got the
this
sun behind
it. This dolphin is
it's
trying.
It's Miami, dude.
To eat somebody or something. And it's trying to be a shark. And dolphins are not sharks, okay? It's trying to be a shark, and I don't want it to be a shark. I want it to be a freaking dolphin.
You think it's on porpoise?
Oh, God.
Sorry.
You really went there.
I tried to work
it. Anyways, enough with the unis, enough with the logo. We're going to agree to disagree on this one. They were freaking ugly.
They were
nasty. They were horrible. And they should do, not just to me, darn it. There was a lot of many people.
I'll accept an overwhelming majority.
There you go. Overwhelming majority.
But the fact of the matter is, the person who designed it liked it.
Of course he did.
Owner?
Probably paid freaking $1 million.
Who's the owner? Lerner? Who's the owner there?
There's like 50 owners. Which one?
Not the
Serena
celebrity
Williams?
Owners. Not the celebrity owners. Stephen.
J-Lo.
Ross. Stephen Ross. Yes. Okay. So he obviously liked it because he wouldn't have signed off on it. Probably.
You think Joe Philbin, the head coach, said, okay, let's do it?
I don't think I think Philbin's happy.
They didn't even ask him.
No, I don't think anyone asked Joe. I think Dan Marino has more say over what the uniforms look like than Joe Philbin. Now, I want to comment on last night's game on this, Steven.
Okay.
The look on Joe Philbin's face from the beginning to the end of the game was less than inspirational.
He was a little angry at some of his players.
The look on his face at the beginning of the game was very poker face neutral. The look on his face as the game evolved, not in a – and mind you, this was a close game. So on as far as the scoreboard is concerned, the game was close. As far as how it looked on the field, it was anything but close.
Right.
The mistakes were numerous. The amount of sacks that nearly happened were ridiculous.
Yeah.
No protection for the quarterback at all. That offensive line, and I'm going to call some guys out, Pouncey, who only played a little bit but provided very little help, and Richie Incognito, we didn't see you. You were very incognito. And John Jerry, look, you guys were not very strong. And I was very surprised at what a poor job you guys did protecting Ryan Tannehill and then Matt Moore. Those guys were harassed beyond recognition.
Well, I think the tandem of Lamar Miller and Daniel Thomas, I think, you know, that fumble at the beginning to start the game. You know, you force the Cowboys to, you know, they drove a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you forced them to stall.
They stalled. They
punted. And you got a nice chance to, hey, let's get it going. This is our first off. Oh, boom, fumble.
Short field.
You have the ball back. And you're like, I think that's where you looked at Joe Philbin. You're like, nah, this is not how I scripted it.
To the coach's credit, what happens next? Lamar Miller starts seeing the ball all the time.
Right.
Okay. And then you have.
And Lamar Miller actually broke off a couple of nice runs.
Okay. So against a very good run defense. So then you've got – it was Brandon Gibson, I think, that dropped a ball. Mm-hmm. Or he tipped one and caused an interception with a tip ball that he had no business trying to tip. And so what happens with the next pass? Brandon Gibson. It's like Joe Philbin. I like coaches that do that. When you screw up, the good coaches put you back in the fire and say, show me that was an aberration. Show me that you deserve to make this team. Show me that you're going to be my guy that I can count on.
Right.
That you're going to step up and you're going to. So I like Philbin as a coach. I thought he did a very admirable job. What we saw in Hard Knocks last year.
Yeah.
By the way, Hard Knocks starts.
Tomorrow.
22 hours.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Cincinnati Bengals Hard Knocks. Woohoo! What the Miami Dolphins looked like in Hard Knocks last year was the biggest thing to a cluster F that I've ever seen.
Yes.
And yet they went on and created a pretty good defense. And found that Ryan Tannehill could be a pretty good quarterback.
And their season was pretty good.
David Garrard was supposed to be the guy probably. It was just like then his knee got bad and then again and he's cast aside.
But I think what you're missing or what a lot of people missed from that preseason game against the Dallas Cowboys is one, they're going to miss Long.
Oh,
they might think
gosh.
That they're not going to miss him.
Chris Long is going to be missed in a big
Jake,
way.
Jake. Chris is the
is
other
the other brother?
Rams. No, they're not brothers.
Howie's got two kids now.
Yeah, but they're not brothers.
In the
These
league.
Two are not brothers. They're gonna miss him.
Yeah.
That offensive line looks shaky, and they
I thought you were gonna use the other SH word because they look that too.
Yeah, they look shaky against not starters.
Yeah.
I would have felt sorry for Ryan Tannehill if DeMarcus Ware was actually on the other side of the field.
Oh my goodness!
D Ware would have had his lunch.
Well, the fact that they can finally hit people, you know, is part of the reason why the guys don't hate preseason games
right,
altogether.
Because
exactly. In practice, we're just hitting each other. Now we got to finally hit somebody for real. Bam! He would have been dead. So Brian Hartline though is nagging a calf injury. He's questionable. Rashard Matthews, questionable, with an undisclosed injury. Those are the worst kinds.
Yeah.
And look, Mike Wallace, their big offseason acquisition, the guy that's going to stretch the field and make it possible for us to actually have a running game and for Lamar Miller and Daniel Thomas to actually put together really good runs. Well, Mike Wallace has got the boo-boo with the groin injury, and groins, like hamstrings, they're not quite as bad as hamstrings. But you darn well better take very good care of that because you need a healthy Mike Wallace. Healthy Mike Wallace, Steven, I think makes this a very different team. But they cannot afford, Steven, to have injuries.
Right.
They're not deep.
Well, the Dolphins were 21st in defense last year, 27th on offense. And once again, I'm going to say that maybe offensively they will be a little bit better, but I'm not sure if their defense improved.
Yeah, I don't know if it did or
even
not.
Even though they spent,
they're still good.
They spent a lot of dollars.
Yes, they did.
To bring in some free agents, I'm not sure that they have improved. And so I expect the Dolphins. I think you're right. They may flip flop with the Jets, but I'm not sure that that they improve. I sort of kind of wanted this to be the year where they caught the Patriots.
Oh, dude, the Patriots, as we will get to,
not gonna happen.
Everyone knows that this is the only window that you're ever going to have in this division to catch them. Until Belichick and Brady die.
Yeah, well, I think
this
Brady's
is the only chance.
Got a year or two left in him. So I think after that.
We'll see. Here's Miami's win total for the year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Just going through
six,
their schedule right now.
7. They can go 8-8. If they have a good season, they could go 8-8.
Eight and
that will be an improvement for them. And I think it would
save those numbers for the prediction.
I understand. Look, did you see the email today?
I did.
We want to thank. We have so many people to thank in this
yes.
show, but especially
James Reese together our
2013 spreadsheet, which will go out to all the show donors. And God bless Stephen Miranda for getting the punishment video up today.
Yes.
Loved it. I know you don't appreciate my talent as a filmmaker. You don't feel it the way that I do. But that's why there's punishments, is because we each have our own interpretation of what a punishment should feel like. And so Stevens is up there, and I find it hysterical. He doesn't. I like the Dolphins logo. He doesn't. We're different. It's okay. Can't we all just get along? I believe Miami will be a better team this year, numbers-wise. I don't know if they will be in practical purposes. But you know what? Again, a second year with Joe Philbin, second year with Ryan Tannehill.
They got the NFC South. So this division is going to play the NFC South. That means Atlanta. That means New Orleans. That means an upgraded Carolina Panthers team.
Yes.
An upgraded Tampa Bay Buccaneers team.
Yes.
That's four losses right there.
I think they could maybe take the Bucs are at Tampa Bay. That was one of my wins. I thought I misread that. I thought if the Bucs had it in Miami,
maybe yeah.
But no, in Tampa Bay, that's a tough place to win.
Then the other division that they have to play.
But
Jeffrey,
they do get San Diego. If San Diego's a car wreck, which they could be.
Yeah, that's because that's true. But the other division that they play is the AFC North. So they play the Ravens, the Steelers.
There's no easy out there except for the Browns.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. The Bengals. And then
the Bengals are not an easy out.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Trust
but then
me.
They get so of the two divisions,
yeah.
of the eight games that they're gonna play outside their division, they got maybe one easy win.
This is why the Jets may not win a game and may end up behind Buffalo as we get to them. Because the schedule is so difficult. This isn't on you. If you guys don't make 8-8 in Miami, don't give up hope, okay? You have a tough schedule this year.
It is going to be tough.
And that, I think, would be the goal for the season for
this
team.
Brings us
– Reggie Bush is gone, for those who haven't been paying attention and don't know the obvious.
Do you have the Empire music?
No, I don't. Oh. I don't. That's your thing.
That is.
You're really into that thing. Yeah. But I can hit bang it, you know.
You wanted to say something about Bush. Bush is gone.
Well, I just want to point out some of the obvious misses here, that Reggie Bush is gone, and that is a significant part of their offense. That was nearly 1,000 yards. And what Reggie brought that they have not replaced is the reception side of the backfield.
Well, they're going to have to do it without him.
They need a scat back, Steven, and they don't got one.
Scat back, ba-da-ba-ba-boo, like that. Like
just like
you know, if Miller's going to – Thomas or Miller – one of these guys is going to have to step up and be the guy, someone that they can rely upon to carry 30, 35 times a game. And if one of those guys does not emerge as that back, they will struggle offensively.
We forgot to give this in the news segment, but it would fit here best. Miami Dolphins have signed safety Rashard Jones to a 4-year, $30 million extension.
Yes.
So he was bitching and moaning in the preseason that how come all the big money went to everyone else? Well, there you go. You got your big money, and it's well deserved.
29.285
like the
million.
Highest paid safety in the
Something
league.
Something like that.
Pretty crazy money, but Jeff Ireland has opened the purse strings really, really big for you.
Well, here you go, Jeffrey. The New England Patriots. Bring it. I know that there are a lot of people that hate me making the Patriots.
Oh, I don't think that. I don't think Patriots fans mind being hated, Stephen.
They don't.
I think that's part of the problem.
It's the whole Boston mentality.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Well, F you. F you, man. You want a piece? You looking at me? What? F you. Okay.
Tim Tebow. You know what? I just think we should devolve this entire 6 to 8 minutes. Yes. 6 to 8 minutes. Whatever, to Tim Tebow and the New England Patriots.
Well, okay. Let's see here. Why?
Because it's Tebow time. I almost hit somebody. I usually don't hit our show listeners, but if Lee Sanders was next to me yesterday
the
when
guy
I
can't
said.
Figure out how to buy a fantasy team? What? What?
No, he said. So basically,
that was him. Wasn't it?
No, I said before the game started, about 10 minutes before the game, said, if you're a listener, you'll know how to answer this question.
Ah, yes.
I said, what,
yes.
Time
what time
is
it?
Got a whole bunch of football time. Yeah. Well, he puts Tebow. Question mark.
Tebow time.
Yeah. If he were next to me, I would have punched him.
Yeah, but Lee expects that. That's he lives to be a thorn in your side, Steven.
Yes. Like you.
Well, but in a different way.
He gets it from you, then.
Okay, I'll take credit. Lee, props, bro. We are on to the New England Patriots.
Yes, we are.
And we are on to Tim Tebow's New England Patriots, if you ask Steven. We must be going here soon, and we're not going to shortchange anybody.
No, we're not. We got some time here for the Patriots. We got some time for the Jets. So
it's late, bro.
You know what? Where you going? You don't got nothing to do tomorrow?
I do.
Oh, okay. Well, I did not know that. I'm sorry.
I actually have several things to do before my door goes away for the day.
I see. Well, okay. Well, I mean, you need to start getting used to the fact that we're going to be doing late night shows.
I got to start getting used to the fact that we're doing 2 weeks, folks, until the Super Bowl.
That's the other thing, people. That's the other thing.
Y'all, as listeners, plan your lives accordingly, okay?
Shows will come out, will get posted late Monday night
or Tuesday morning,
depending on where you live.
And depending on when we record it.
And then late Wednesday night, early Thursday morning, yeah. Will be the previews.
Plan your schedules.
You got Thursdays. You got Thursdays every week.
Thursday night football. I told Jordan last night, I said, you know why I love Thursday night football?
Why?
He says, why? And I says, boy, they seem to have gone out of their way to cater to the ultimate NFL fans by scheduling games that aren't very good. And you know what the ultimate NFL fan wants? To see a game. And not necessarily a great game. Real NFL fans want to see teams that they really that may not be on their radar. Because they want all of it. And NFL Network making all 32 teams play on Thursday night means you get some really crappy games. But it doesn't matter. I get stoked. You put Browns, Jags on, I want to watch. Because you know what? I care about those franchises, Steven.
Yeah.
I care about their development. My fingers need to be on their pulse, dude. I need to know if they're dead yet, Jim.
You know, I'm looking at the Thursday night football schedule.
Yeah, they're bad.
It's not that bad.
Well, then they pulled something this year.
I mean, they did kind of pull some shenanigans, I think. But Thursday night football is not.
Monday night football has suffered recently.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I'm the Walt Disney Corporation, I really want to go to the league and go, seriously?
Yeah, well, what happened?
Why are you screwing us? We're the ones who made you this global empire.
I mean, you start their first Thursday night game. The first Thursday night game is obviously on NBC with Al Michaels, defending Super Bowl champion.
And Chris Collinsworth.
The actually not in Baltimore because the stupid Orioles wouldn't move their game. So the Ravens have to travel to play the Denver Broncos in Denver for the opener. So that's the first Thursday game. But then after that, on NFL Network, you start out with Jets and Patriots. I mean, you're going to find out real quickly
that the Jets suck.
Or they don't.
We haven't talked about them yet, so it's not
fair
we to
haven't.
Say that, but they suck.
But then you got 49ers, Rams. Those two good,
hell of a
those
game.
Two games were
– Sorry.
The Rams won both of them last
no.
year. They won one and they tied the other one.
The 49ers didn't win any of those games last year.
For the Rams, they won both of them. Okay.
I was the guy last year, Steven, saying what you're saying. Pragmatically speaking.
Giants, Bears, Seahawks, Cardinals, Panthers, Bucks, Bengals, Dolphins. Okay.
Yeah.
Redskins, Vikings. You're going to see RG3 against the Vikings again? Colts, Titans, Saints, Falcons, Texans, Jaguars, Chargers, Broncos. There's a whole bunch of divisional rivals going at it on Thursday night. I love their schedule.
Who's the head coach there?
Where?
In New England?
New England Patriots?
Yeah.
Bill Belichick?
Ah, that guy.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I knew what we were talking about here. They're going to be really good, Steven. You know, everyone wants to point to that 95% of their offense disappeared.
They did.
And they did. Wes Welker, gone. Danny Woodhead, gone. You know? Hey, look.
Don't forget Aaron Hernandez.
Aaron Hernandez, gone. Gronkowski, injured.
Injured.
So.
But let's just say those four names again. Okay? Wes Welker, Aaron Hernandez, Rob Gronkowski, Danny Woodhead. That's 90% of their offense from last year. 90% of their offense is no longer on this football team.
Is Brandon Lloyd even back? I'm going to look at a depth chart right now because I'm not even sure.
I don't think Brandon Lloyd's back with the team. He's not on their
He's
roster.
He's not. So there you go. And Brandon Lloyd.
93% of their offense.
The only guy, Stephen Ridley, was a prominent back last year for someone else.
And he is going to be Stevon Ridley. Because it's V-A-N. Stevon.
Stevon?
Yes. Stevon.
Can I just call him Steve? Steva?
No.
Steva.
Ridley's going to be looked upon to be the guy.
Ridley, not to give any fantasy football tips out there.
Yeah.
But Ridley is your guy, okay? Because this offense, what is.
Take him. I do not want a running back that plays for Bill Belichick on my fantasy football team ever.
What do we know about Bill Belichick, Steven?
Take him.
Okay, fine. I'm not saying number one pick at all, Adrian Peterson, duh. Don't be stupid. I'm saying that what you're going to see from the New England Patriots this year and why they don't have to hit the panic button on their season, given that list that Steven put before you, is because Bill Belichick adapts and figures out a way to win.
Yes.
How do you win when you've lost so much that you use your tight end sets for? And, you know, Steven, can you give me a tight end? I'm trying to find my tight ends here. Okay. Next up in the tight end category, Jake Ballard.
Yeah, okay.
Michael.
I would actually.
Humanamawani.
I would actually. Daniel Fells
Zach
is the tight
Sumpfeld?
End that they're looking to hopefully step up and be a significant part of the offense.
Fells.
There. Yeah, Daniel.
Yeah.
Fells.
No, I know the name.
But
it's like, look, they don't have a lot. Here's Julian Edelman is one of the only names that you should recognize as a Patriots fan.
And you love Danny Amendola.
I have been touting the Danny Amendola horn and bandwagon forever.
Sorry.
Simply because.
Fragile, and he will not be anywhere near what Wes Welker was.
No, he won't, Steven. He's not going to make anyone go, wow, I don't miss Wes Welker. But what he will do is fill the prominent role of the slot receiver with the great hands. His run after catch is crap, okay? It's probably a minus number. But it's not who Danny Amendola is. He's a slot receiver with remarkable hands, great leaping ability, great at getting separation, but he can't do anything after that. But I've been pointing this out to people for a long time, much in the likeness of a Brian Hartline, okay? Brian Hartline stretches the field better, but he's got remarkable hands for somebody who is unknown and an unknown commodity.
Let me just give you some numbers real quick. The New England Patriots were the number one offense in the league last season.
That will change.
427.9 yards per game.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Okay, because I've been waiting for this, Stephen, all day. It's been formulating in my head.
Formulation.
But I, because it's like sometimes you have a question, but you don't know you have a question until the question finishes. And then you're like, aha! I want somebody to pull up last year's New England Patriots schedule and results and tell me what their average margin of victory was. Because their points versus against was one of the most lopsided in the history of the NFL.
Last season? I think you're maybe thinking the season before.
Was I?
Yeah, there were a lot of close games.
But you said that they're the number one offense in the NFL.
They were the number
one
offense.
Okay, so my question is, like, what's the distance between number one and number two? And the fact is, you don't even have to be the first or second best offense in the NFL. All you have to beat the other team by is 1 point, Steven.
That's true.
Okay,
let me show you this number. Last year, the New England Patriots scored 557 points.
That's a lot.
The next closest team, the Denver Broncos at 481.
That's my point.
Okay?
That's my point, Steven. If you shave 100 points off their total last year, they still win a hell of a lot of games.
Yeah, but Jeffrey,
a touchdown game.
Guys who were responsible for 93% of those 557 points aren't on your team. They're going to have to come from somewhere, and they're going to have to come from people that you've never heard of.
Except for Danny Amendola and Julian Edelman Stephen Ridley.
Yeah!
With
the exception of Ridley, all of those guys are a bunch of scrubs to me. I've never been a big Danny Amendola fan because he gets injured.
And I've hated
quite
you because
easily.
Of that.
I mean, he's if you want to put
Italian.
Fragile on somebody, that's the guy.
I don't.
And now you're going to say that this guy is going to come in and give me 100 receptions?
Did Wes Welker get hurt a lot too?
Sure. No.
Yeah, he did.
No.
Just in some big moments.
He was just some key games where, you know,
and
he was
that
out of
guy that team. Always hurts the Patriots.
Yeah, he never catches the ball when he's
Gronk may come back, too.
Oh, he's going to come back.
Well, no, I'm saying soon is what I meant to complete my sentence.
Not so soon, but he'll be back.
Not Thursday. Hey, dude, I ended up winning something.
Oh.
I just got a draft day email.
All I want you to acknowledge with the New England Patriots is that they're going to be relying on a lot of people that they didn't have to rely on last year.
This is how great draft day is. They send you an email that you won money. You don't even have to follow the damn game.
You don't.
You can do your show.
I love getting those emails.
And you can do your
show
and not be paying
attention.
You shouldn't
be checking your email when we got about 10 minutes left to go.
Okay, I can't ignore buttons, you know, that indicators that there's things to download or something. I can't
stop
it's just
it.
A problem. So go ahead. But my point, Steven, take one touchdown a game away from the New England Patriots, and you have essentially, 130 points or something like that. And they didn't need to score those.
Okay. One, two.
Steven's probably doing the math on how many games that could have cost them.
Four. Five.
It's just been something that I've been pondering all day, which is a team that scores a ridiculous amount of points. What if they scored some
They
less?
Lose seven more games last year.
Okay, that's a problem. Yes. I'll give you that's a problem.
And I'm not taking away points from the ones that they already lost. They lost those games. I'm just the games that
they won.
You take a
which
touchdown
they
away.
Won 13 games.
They finished the season last
13-3?
Year. 13-3. I don't even know. Why can't they? Why can't you just tell me?
Okay.
Can you just tell me?
They no. They no.
One, two.
I'll pull it up. Schedule. Last year. Go to last year. Click, click, click. Such riveting radio. They finished the season. They don't total these for you. That's really annoying. One,
they
two,
were 13
three,
and 3
four.
Last year.
No, they lost four games.
No, they lost to the
2012. They lost to the 49ers, the Seahawks, the Ravens, and the Cardinals week two.
49ers, Seahawks. They lost to the Seahawks.
Yeah, at Seattle, dude. I called that one.
That's right, at Seattle.
You don't take on the 12th man by yourself.
They lost the Baltimore. That's right, the crazy Arizona game.
The so crazy Arizona game. When we said maybe Arizona won't suck. They're 12-4.
Now they lose seven games more.
Yeah, that's five.
So that's five wins.
Okay, so they can't afford to lose a touchdown a game. Okay.
Couple points a game, okay. Yes, but not a touchdown a game.
4 points? Now do that math, because that'll be even better radio. I'm kidding. Don't do it.
I'm going.
Don't do it.
No.
But a lot of these wins are huge, especially at the end of the season. 42-14.
They wind up losing
23-16, 28-0.
Yeah, 23-16.
49-19. You don't need to win by 30 points.
Yeah, but that was the Jets twice.
Steven, I don't know that you're doing this right. They won by 30, 10. I don't know. Where are you looking? They won by 48.
Jeff, stop. Look, here are the games that they won. All right?
Tennessee, week one. They won by how many?
First game that they beat the Jets, they beat them by three. That's one.
First game
that they beat the Jets, 29-26. They take away seven.
Okay, that's the
– Relax.
That's one. Okay. Fine. And then
the Bills,
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Two.
Two. Miami.
Miami is
three.
Seven. Okay?
But you can't give them a win.
Wait, let's make it six, for God's sakes, to make a point here. And that's it.
And
that's two. That's two,
Steven.
No,
and then Jacksonville. Jacksonville, four.
23-16. That's 7 points.
Where was I getting seven?
I don't know where you got seven. My point is so incredibly valid now.
There's four games. Four games.
Two.
Four. Four.
If you go seven, if you go six, there's two. That's how close a margin we're talking
six.
About. But, Steven, their average victory is like 20 points.
Against the teams in their division. Miami.
Against the Titans.
They blew up. The
against
Jets,
the
they blew
Broncos.
Up.
A damn good team. They won by 10.
Yeah, that was skewed. That number's skewed.
Oh, that's an exception.
That was a
three-point
game.
A team that plays bitchin' defense, the Rams, they scored 45 points.
We were at that game in London.
That was in London. Okay. Yes. See, those Wembley games are not at the Rams. I'm sorry.
No.
Wembley is a totally different venue.
It is.
Than I'm sorry, the Edward Jones Dome. Okay? Just a little.
Just remember, we were at that game.
I don't remember the game.
It wasn't pretty.
God, it got ugly fast. And we called it on TV. We said this will get ugly fast.
And it got ugly in a
faster. And no Danny Amendola because he was injured like he always is, right?
Yes.
All right, Steven. We've got to get out of here. So let's
move on
to the
Jets.
The Jets are going to be fine, Steven. I just made my point. Oh, the Jets. The Patriots are going to be fine. The Patriots don't even have to win this division.
All we're
going to
say is New England Patriots. Patriots
are
going to
be fine. You're going to be fine. All they have to win is eight games, and they'll win the division, Steven.
No. No, it's going to take
nine. He's starting to acknowledge, yeah, Jeff may be right here. It's not going to take much.
Nine.
Pretty much show up and.
Yeah. Do you want to go in as a wild card though?
No. Trust me, they'll get destroyed. Look, if this is a New England Patriots team that wins nine games, that means that they have regressed significantly.
Yes.
And they will be destroyed in the playoffs.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
But I don't think they win fewer than 12 games. That's just my hunch.
It's going
to
be
interesting. It will be fun. It'll be a lot of fun. A lot more fun to watch the Patriots because they won't be winning games by 30. Okay, it'll be closer
than that.
Watching
the Patriots this year is going to be interesting because I think they could lose to everybody in the NFC South and everybody in the AFC North, which is the two divisions.
Really excited about this.
That's eight losses.
Their biggest game is going to be versus New Orleans week six. Should be a humdinger. And versus the Pittsburgh Steelers, that'll be a great one. And versus the Denver Broncos, they get the Denver Broncos Sunday night football. Week 12, that is going to be.
So that's true. So those are their other games. Their other non-divisional games.
They get them at home.
They get Denver and Houston.
Houston, they have to travel to, though.
What I'm saying.
I think they lose
that
game.
So they got Denver. They got Houston. They got everybody in the AFC North. And they got everybody in the NFC South. They could potentially, outside of their division, lose every game.
Oh, sure.
They could potentially lose every game outside of the division. Okay, except for Cleveland.
They could be the opposite of the Rams. They're going to be Cleveland. They could be the opposite of the Rams, right, who won every game in their division except for one tie.
Yeah, well, no, I think New England will win every game in their division. That's six wins. They'll beat the Browns at seven.
Yeah.
They could potentially lose every single one after that.
Yeah.
But the craziness with Bill Belichick and how he adapts, they can also win every single one of those games.
All right.
Time, so are they going to be fine or we just don't know?
No, they're going to be great.
We just don't know.
You don't know. They're going to be great. Okay. Let's talk about the New York freaking Jets right now. We already did it, but we're going to do it again. It only gets one ding, so we've already done it.
Wow.
We already did it. Okay. We got to finish it. The Jets suck. Okay?
Wow. No, see, we're going to disagree here.
Good. Tell me why they don't suck.
Well, I think they have a problem right now that they have not yet.
What would that be, Steven?
The plug on the Mark Sanchez experiment, okay? When you're this deep into camp and you still are having Mark Sanchez and Geno Smith take 50% of the snaps at training camp, that's not good. That means you don't know who your quarterback is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know who your quarterback is,
it's the same as having two. And having two means you don't have one.
And that's not good. That's not good.
Geno Smith is going to be the starting quarterback because Mark Sanchez, their first game is a home game, Steven, against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers,
yeah,
a much improved Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And you know who's out there in their corner position? Cromartie.
Well, you mean Revis.
Revis Island.
Yes.
Is going to be out there.
And Cromartie.
When
I don't know why.
When he picks off Mark Sanchez at home, those fans are going to go crazy. Loco.
Darrell Revis, who didn't have very many pleasant things to say about the New York Jets.
No, he didn't. The fans are going to boo Revis, but they're going to boo Sanchez louder.
Yeah, they will.
They booed him yesterday in a scrimmage when he threw an interception.
Because he had another stupid butt stumble. Okay?
He's bad. He's from my town.
He's from your high school.
He's not from my home. Okay?
From your
home. Never lived in my house.
No, but he's from your high school.
He is from my high school.
He's a Mission Viejo High School.
We
rack 'em, pack 'em, stack 'em, and go all the way. Hey, we are the Scarlet.
Look really good when they come out, and then they turn into Todd Marinovich.
But then they do butt fumbles. Yay! I mean, that's your guy right there.
We suck. Matt Leinart. God, we suck. QB high. That's us. Too high.
QB high. Where you?
They open with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I guarantee you they lose at home, Steven. This is not a good football team. You were going to explain to me why I'm so wrong, though. I
think that you've got it in your head right now that this team is a bad football team.
No. I think defensively. What makes you say that?
I think defensively.
What makes you say that I say that they're bad?
Because you just came out and said they suck.
Okay. Well, suck doesn't mean bad. It means worse.
Okay. I think defensively they're a better football team than they were last year.
Okay.
Just offensively.
So
they
defense is going to score points.
Well, look.
Because they're going to have to because nobody else is going to.
Look, Jeff. Their offense
they're
last
relying
year
on freaking Kellen Winslow. I thought he was dead. What's he, 107?
Kellen Winslow's going to have a resurgence.
Is he 107?
No, he's
108?
Not. You're thinking senior. This is junior.
Okay, his father's 108. He's only 75.
Look, the New York Jets were 28th on offense last year.
Just puked in my mouth a little bit. Sorry.
I guarantee. I'm going to guarantee.
That they finish higher than 28th.
I don't have a guess. I'm going to say that they finish higher
than 28th.
Okay.
Put anything in their hands. We're too stupid.
They're going to finish higher than 25th.
Okay. We've got some really bad teams, Steven. The Oakland Raiders can't score to save their lives.
The Jets only
okay.
score.
The Jaguars aren't going to be able to score to save their lives.
Right.
There's some really bad teams in
right.
the NFL.
Right.
The Cleveland Browns, they can score a little bit. The Rams can't score. Hey, come on. There's some really bad teams
okay.
out there.
So the Chiefs only scored
Look,
13 points.
The Chiefs
game.
Are a completely different team than
they
were
are.
Last year.
They are, but 13 points per game last year.
Yeah, I remember. I used to love taking.
Yeah, I know.
That was.
People sent me
they
harsh
mocked,
email.
They mocked us, Steven.
Well, me, because I specifically said they were going to be lucky to score 14 points per game.
But remember the ridicule we took when we said that we had them dead freaking last in the AFC West, and everyone else had them winning the AFC West.
Yes.
We said, they said, okay, yeah, Peyton Manning, if he stays healthy, we'll give him a run. But the Kansas City Chiefs, wow.
I don't know who those
people were. Okay, not talking about them, though. We're talking about the Jets, and we got to go because we're over time.
We are over time, but there really is no time limit right now.
Antonio Cromartie, gone bye-bye. Okay, he's no longer with you.
Yes.
It's a different team. Sean Green. You guys don't got much going for you. You were counting on Chris Ivory, and
you keep
saying
Cromartie. I'm going to stop you. It's Darrell
Revis.
Revis.
My bad.
Cromartie's still with the team.
My bad.
I'm just trying to read
Chris Ivory was the guy that was going to come in and fix all their woes at running back that they've had since they mistakenly thought that LaDainian Tomlinson had something left in the tank.
Yeah.
And then what does Chris Ivory do? Hamstring.
Yeah.
Friends, hamstrings are the dodgiest things in the universe.
I mean, Joe McKnight maybe can – I don't know.
Joe McKnight.
They've got no one at running back. They've got no one at running back.
And that's what they have to do. And supposedly the word I get out of Jets camp, ground and pound, ground and pound. We're going back Rex Ryan football. That's what we're best at, ground and pound.
I think what you're forgetting –
their defense is remarkable.
They brought back Braylon Edwards.
I thought he
was
dead.
Any team who can bring back Braylon Edwards for a second time.
From the dead. clicking on Braylon Edwards.
I'm sorry.
He is how old? He's 30. But I would say he's on the wrong side of 30.
Okay. You know what? Maybe I just like Rex Ryan a little bit more than you do. Maybe I just think Rex is going to get this defense to play a little bit harder. This team is going to struggle.
They signed him a week ago. That did not make my radar, Steven. That's how bad the Jets are, that when they go and sign Braylon Edwards, I didn't even know that.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't. I'm like, wow, I didn't
know. I should have given you that information.
Whatever. We were busy people.
You don't apparently look at all my posts and stuff. I've been trying to keep you up to date.
I see. Jeremy Curley, Clyde Gates, Roy Obamamanu.
Yeah, I think what's going to hurt the Jets is their lack of a solid running back.
I think there's going to be more problems than that. I think the problem is going to start with the gunslinger that they don't got. We'll see what Geno Smith can do.
No, I
hope they don't put Mark Sanchez out there anymore. Just make him be done. Maybe game one, you have them out there to take the sacrificial bullet for the team against Tampa Bay because they're not going to win.
They could win that one.
This Tampa Bay team is not going to be scary good, but they're going to be very capable, and the Jets aren't.
Are they still going to, like, rush really hard when teams are going to kneel down?
Yeah, you know what? I think that's such a big reason that so many people are hating on Tampa Bay right now. Josh Freeman's in a contract here. We're not talking about them. We're talking about the Jets.
Yeah.
Okay, sticking with the Jets.
Sticking with the Jets.
They're going to struggle.
How many games can they win?
They may end up behind Buffalo.
So you don't think the Bills should get comfortable down in the cellar?
Cleveland, one game against Miami, one game against Buffalo.
Three.
And maybe at Tennessee. We don't know. We don't know what Tennessee's going to look like. So that's three games. Three wins.
Wow. Okay.
That's just
we're disagreeing again.
Long
season. I think we disagree on all of these teams.
Well, cool.
Myself. Yeah.
Good.
I don't think they're going to be that bad. I think they'll find a way to go 8-8 again. Rex Ryan will find a way to beat the Patriots once.
All right.
Don't be sad, man. Don't be sad.
I'm not sad.
We're back. This is the first of eight shows where we're going to be breaking down every single division.
Look for us all month. We'll be here.
Tell your friends. Week.
The last final thing that we had to tell you was that, surprise, 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 we're coming to London twice.
We are coming to – so is it official? Did he reply back to your email? I saw your last email.
We'll get it done.
All right, we'll get it ironed out. But there you go. It
looks I don't have any hand claps. Do you have hand claps?
Looks,
I think it deserves hand claps.
No, I've got a.
I have a drum roll too. Mine's even louder. So
after review, the ruling on the field stands.
We're coming twice.
Check out Draft Day, draftday.com, a new sponsor of the show. We'd like to thank them for helping us along. And also, there are a few fantasy football teams left. If you're interested, send me an email, steven@rarn.net, or go out to our website, take a look, sign up for those remaining few emails. Show donors, look for your emails. Emails coming out to you guys. You should have already received one about the punishment video, and you'll get another one as soon as we have James Reese's 2013 prediction.
He likes to be called James. Not James.
James. James's.
And
spreadsheet up.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, go home because I know you need to get beauty sleep or something.
I do. I need beauty sleep, and I need to get into a good mood. That's just all there is to it.
Apparently,
what?
I put him in bad
mood. No, you don't. Dude, I've been looking forward to this all day. I wanted to give a last shout-out to Jeremy Parker. He's the guy making it possible for us to come out for the second
We are. It's a great shout-out to Jeremy.
I'm just saying that's the final thing I want to do. Last piece of business. The reason I looked pouty was...
Wait, right there. Don't give that bit. Once again, draftday.com, use the promo code RANTS100, 100% deposit, and $11 ticket for a game. Now, go ahead. Last thing you shout out to Jeremy Parker.
Jeremy Parker is the coolest man who's ever lived.
Ever!
That's saying a lot because we've known some very cool people.
We have, but what Jeremy is doing.
He's getting our butts on an airplane.
To allowing us to come overseas.
Sorry, we haven't seen a thank you of that kind in a long time. Ever.
That is pretty cool.
Just a little think of him when it's time for rabies. Just saying.
Is all.
All right.
I'm Steven Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
And this has been NFL Rants and Raves presented by Draft Day. We're out.